morning news, I'm Jeremy Scott. President Biden is headed out on a five-day trip to the United Kingdom. He'll meet with King Charles on Monday about climate change. While in London, he'll also meet with the Prime Minister. Russia's war in Ukraine will be a major part of the agenda at a NATO summit that Biden and other alliance leaders will attend beginning Tuesday in Lithuania. A major landslide south of Los Angeles has forced at least 12 families out of their homes, some of which have been deemed as unstable. Police are patrolling the area to watch for looters. Utility companies are making sure gas and power lines are safe. The Red Cross is providing shelter and necessities for the families that were evacuated. Dangerous heat is bearing down on parts of the U.S.
The National Weather Service reports a long and intense heat wave is locking in over parts of Arizona, New Mexico, and inland California. While in the southeast, another front is hitting the state of Florida especially hard with life-threatening high temperatures. They warn those living in a number of cities, including Phoenix and Miami, to try and stay out of the sun for the next several days. Forecasters are calling for highs of 106 to 115 degrees in Phoenix, following eight straight days of highs above 110 degrees. Officials also warn hot, dry conditions could set off wildfires in northern Arizona. I'm Scott Carr.
Former President Trump attacked GOP challenger and Florida Governor Ron DeSantis at a rally in Las Vegas yesterday.
I'm not a big fan of his, and he's highly overrated.
In a speech, Trump also spoke about the border, the economy, and the Biden administration. SpaceX is ready to test the limits of its Falcon 9 rocket this evening when it launches a record-breaking 16th flight. The reusable rocket is scheduled to lift off from Cape Canaveral at 8:36 p.m. Eastern Time. It's carrying the fifth batch of second-generation Starlink satellites. This is USA News.
The Dell Technologies Black Friday in July event has arrived with limited quantity deals on top tech to power any passion. Save on select XPS PCs and more powered by the latest Intel Core processors. Plus, get savings on select monitors and accessories, free shipping, and monthly payment options with Dell Preferred Account. Save today by calling 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL. Offered to U.S. residents by WebBank, who determines qualifications for and terms of credit.
Get the absolute most out of your workouts with the finest pre-workout formulas from Transparent Labs. Bulk or get lean and achieve your goals with stimulus-free supplements developed for peak performance. All-natural Transparent Labs cutting-edge formulas use no artificial sweeteners, colors, or flavors, and all are third-party lab-tested. Get 20% off your first order today with code RADIO at TransparentLabs.com. That's TransparentLabs.com, code RADIO. Transparent Labs, driven by science, fueled by nature. For 20% off, enter code RADIO at TransparentLabs.com.
Lawmakers are demanding answers about where a bag of cocaine was found in the White House and who brought it there. Laura Winters reports.
House Republicans demanding a briefing from the Secret Service. Oversight Committee Chair Republican James Comer requesting a briefing from the head of the agency by the end of next week. The committee wants to look into White House security procedures. Comer calling the incident unacceptable and shameful. The bag of cocaine found last Sunday night, which prompted an evacuation of the White House.
Six people died when a small plane crashed in dense fog in Southern California. The FAA says a Cessna twin jet business plane with six people on board went down in a field in Riverside County early yesterday morning and burst into flames. Investigators say the plane was attempting to land for the second time at the French Valley Airport in Murrieta and crashed 500 feet short of the runway. One of the two remaining Beatles got a birthday gift of cosmic proportions.
NASA is sending Ringo Starr's voice across the universe.
Peace and love, everybody. Peace and love.
In celebration of his 83rd birthday on Friday, NASA announced they beamed a recording of Starr saying his famous peace and love chant into the cosmos. I'm Trey Thomas.
Insidious, The Red Door is scaring off the competition at the box office. Sony's latest installment in the horror franchise made a surprising $15 million on its opening day, pushing it to the top of the charts. Jeremy Scott, USA News.
Wireless headphones. That'll be $200.
I'll use my Capital One Quicksilver card.
Now that's a hit. You used the Capital One Quicksilver card, which makes you the hero of every purchase. With Quicksilver, you earn unlimited 1.5% cash back on every purchase everywhere.
I wanted running music, but unlimited 1.5% cash back is pretty heroic.
Good instincts. Every hero needs a theme song. The Capital One Quicksilver card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.